It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For all your foundation issues in basement and crawl space, inside and outside waterproofing, get a free inspection request at foundationsolutions360.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Chuck, we first met Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360 because they took care of a client that was told they needed tens of thousands of dollars of work on their basement. Foundation Solutions 360 went in and said, "Ma'am, no you don't, but here's our card if you do someday." Honest and ethical, and that's why we gravitated towards Foundation Solutions 360 in the first place.
Looking forward to talking to Joe Marth, the owner, and letting the listeners in on all the secrets regarding foundation and foundation repair.
Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. I like, Ken, what you always say. If you ever have a problem in the foundation, it never gets better. It always gets worse.
It does. And people can start to... People don't start to realize they have foundation issues till their doors start to stick and their windows won't open, and sometimes they even crack windows. And we're with Joe Marth, the owner of Foundation Solutions 360. Joe, and you've seen it all, haven't you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I would never say all. Right?
That's right. So, but that is true. People not being able to open the doors. Those are some signs of foundation failures, sticking doors, windows, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times people will delay it, right? They'll think, oh, it's the change of the season. You know, there's more humidity in the home, or it's dry out in the doors. And sometimes that's true, but sometimes you're right. It is the foundation issue, and you're just delaying a problem, and sometimes it gets worse, yes.
Is every foundation repairable?
Yes.
Just depends,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes it needs to be removed and completely replaced, if we'll call that a repair, yes.
Joe, tell us about Foundation Solutions 360, why you started the company, what's your core model? What do you like to do here at Foundation Solutions 360?
So, you know, I've been in the military, I've been in the fire service since I was 24 years old, and retired from both of those in the last 2 years. Started Foundation Solutions 360 under this name, under me, about 7 years ago. But, you know, I have relatives that when I was growing up, we were doing construction constantly. You know, my father and my uncles, and a lot in the thumb area. And so I learned this early on, and I worked with them guys a lot. And then, obviously, I got into my own careers. You know, I was one of those kids that's like, well, I'm not going to do everything that my dad did, you know? And then what I found was I was still doing this on the side every once in a while, right? So then when I was getting closer to retirement with these other two careers, I was like, you know, this is what I know. This is what I've known since I was young, and I miss the work. I like getting, you know, physically fixing things. I like the reward of doing something, lifting a house. And, yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's when I got back into this, and what I saw in the industry was not everybody was doing everything. One guy would do interior waterproofing. One guy only did exterior. Nobody wanted to touch wall beams. You know, everyone was scared of lifting houses, and I'm like, this really isn't complicated. But, you know, to the homeowner, it could be scary. Like, you're going to lift my house? Like, it isn't really
absolutely.
Like, we're going to lift it, and you're going to go flying into the air or anything like that, you know? It's not that complicated. And I saw other people taking advantage of people. And I thought, you know, these people are quoting these astronomical dollar amounts. I'm not naming any other contractors. But I thought, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that expensive. Like, here's a fair price. And by offering a fair price and by picking the products that I thought I believe in, I would do in my own home, I think we kind of got a niche, and it's been working ever since.
And you offer a broad range of solutions. You want to highlight some of those?
Yeah, so... You know, as the name says, 360, right? So when our inspectors are out there, we try to look at everything, okay? We can come in and have a leak in the basement and say, oh, look, your whole wall's cracked. Or your wall's cracked and, like, look, you know, you might want to think about water. Like, good example is peering. Peering is one of the things we do, and it's when the structure of the home is settling vertically down, and we excavate to pick it back up.
Stabilize the foundation.
Stabilize, and a lot of times we correct and lift.
Right.
That's a great time to waterproof because it's already excavated. And for a discount price, we can offer that. So peering is one thing that we do. waterproofing, as I was saying, inside and out is another thing that we do.
I want to talk about the inside out because a lot of companies don't do inside and out. All they do is in, which means every problem they see is an interior problem, and that's not really the case, is it?
And you're right. And a lot of times, here's the big difference. It isn't that other companies can't do it. It's that it's more in insurance, obviously. It's like roofing. That's more expensive in insurance than someone that's cutting your lawn because the risk of falling. You fall off a lawnmower, you fall off a roof, big difference. So now we're going in the opposite direction. There's a lot of dangers to excavating below grade, right?
Absolutely.
So the insurance is more expensive. The machinery, right? I can go get another cube van, brand new for $50,000, and stock it $10,000, $12,000 of material. You're in at $62,000. I want to go get an excavator, just the excavator. Not the dump truck, not the trailer, and I'm already into $80,000. So it's more expensive to get. And now you got to look at, this is the biggest factor, the human factor. You got to make sure guys are qualified. They're trained. And that takes time. I can't get somebody and train them for a month. They have to have years of experience and know what they're doing. So that is the big reason why a lot of companies don't get into exterior waterproofing.
Yeah, we always say if you get up on a ladder or you dig a hole, your workman's comp insurance is going to be a lot more expensive.
Absolutely, yes.
Then, so, go ahead. In terms of your ethics that we're going to talk about a bunch during the next hour, because we really believe in your honesty and ethics, how do you handle warranty issues on the work that you do?
So we prepare our guys, we train our guys, right? So that whole idea is how do we avoid warranties?
Yeah.
Right? You put policy and procedures in place. You train your guys. You have meetings with the guys. If there's something that happened, you bring it up. You expose it to everybody. And not in a reprimand way, right? No. In like a learning way.
Educational.
Yes.
Certainly.
People are more, they're going to accept faults if it's a learning process. If you're just going to point the finger and say, why'd you do this? You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. A lot of times people want to get defensive. So it all starts with before the job starts, training.
And ours is a high-touch industry. We tell people that. Your company is no better than your worst employee's worst day,
yep.
We always say.
That's true. Yeah.
Mistakes will be made. So, you know, how does a company respond when a mistake is made?
So we go through. Now we start the job.
Yeah.
And when we start the job, it's all about taking pictures, having my production manager out there, because if people are watching, people are doing the right thing, right? So constantly keep an eye on these guys. Constantly talk to them. Next day in the morning, how did it go? What do you need? I'll be out there. Now the job gets finished and there is a warranty problem. So they call in. They call in, they talk to one of our secretaries. They gather information, send some pictures in. They create a folder, it's called the warranty file. They write a brief description. They put the pictures in, the email in there, and tell the homeowner, someone will contact you within 24 hours. Okay, because someone might be in the middle of the state working that day, my production manager or my field supervisor.
Sure.
So communication's key, right? You can have big problems. You can keep customers happy if you communicate. If they don't hear from you for a week, it could be a minor thing. They're going to be irritated.
Fear takes over.
Yes. So we contact them, we get information, and then we try to get someone out there, if not that day, the next day, to resolve the problem and get eyes on it.
And I want people to understand that you understand Michigan, Michigan homes, and Michigan soils. And this peninsula that we live on, there are a bunch of different soils that you have to know about it when you put a helical pier or put a shovel into the ground.
This is true. Very true. And seems to be there's a lot of clay in southeastern Michigan. You don't usually find that on the west side of the state. You find more sand. And up north, you find a lot more sand. But southeastern Michigan is it's got a lot of clay. And, you know, I'm not saying clay is good, but I am in business because of clay.
Right.
It expands and it contracts.
Sure. You know?
So dry season, we see a lot of peering because everything's shrinking and the house is settling. Right. Wet seasons, it's expanding. We get a lot of walls that bow in. Right. Here's an interesting thing to think of as far as structural repairs. When you have a small foundation in a big house, what do you think is going to happen to that foundation? Small foundation, two-story brick home. It's going to have a tendency to settle.
Sure.
You have a big basement and small, let's say, vinyl siding, single-story home on that. It's going to be more prone to wall movement like bowing.
Sure.
Make sense?
Sure. It does.
Heavy structure, small foundation, big foundations, light structure, it's able to move more. So that's just something that, you know, keep in mind as far as your home and what might be going on. I mean, that's just something to think of before you even get into the home. You just roll up and you look at it and, you know, what's going on. You look at the structure and you're like, before I even walk in, there's a good chance this could be going on.
Well, Chuck, you started out the show saying it. If you have a foundation issue, you know, the rains are about to be coming. Spring's almost here. You see some water in the bottom of that corner of your basement. It's not going to get better. When we get back from break, let's talk about the process from first phone call to finishing. If you, the homeowner, decide to call Foundation Solutions 360 for your next basement and foundation issue. Once again, we're talking to Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360 right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For all your foundation issues in basement and crawl space, inside and outside waterproofing, get a free inspection request at foundationsolutions360.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got the owner, Joe Marth, with us. And Joe, if you hear it from Joe, you can take it to the bank. Ken, you guys were talking about the unpredictability of soils. And Joe, you got to run into situations where you don't know what you're really going to hit until you start digging or peering.
You know,
right?
People have talked about you and I when we talk about in the old days when we dig a foundation.
The old days.
And then we get to 42 inches and it would be black, see, it'd be black dirt.
Peat
moss.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Right. Yeah, can't build a house on peat moss, can you? Joe, I'm sure you've
not get away with it.
Right. You've run into every one of those situations. Talk about some of the issues that you've run into with certain earths around the, or certain soils around the state.
So there's certain cities. I'm starting to create like a dope chart, right, on the state of Michigan.
Just like
right?
Well, drillers
this
do.
Is the problem right here, you know. I'm not going to name any cities, but so we have a no depth clause, right? And
a no depth clause.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I know what that is, and Chuck knows what that is. How do you do that? How can you do
what it? Is it?
So basically, we drill to 21 feet, anywhere from like 18 to 23 feet, and we price people for that, and that takes care of 85% of the homes that we peer, right? So when we go like to a third extension or a fourth extension or a fifth extension, which is more money for the company.
Which means you're drilling deeper.
Deeper. That cost doesn't roll over to the homeowner, right? There's been times, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just want to lay this out for the customer. So we're talking about helical peering or peering, not necessarily helical peering. What happens is, you said every 7.5 feet, they have 7.5 feet extensions that go down, and at 2,100 feet, you're supposed to feel a certain amount of resistance, right?
2,100 PSI. Yes.
2,100 PSI, and once you hit that depth, you know that is sufficient to hold up that foundation and take care of that house, right?
Correct.
But sometimes you have to go deeper.
Right. And the way we know what pressures to go to, right, it could be 1,000 PSI, it could be 1,400. Our engineer does a site visit, and then we get engineering. And the peering is for homes that are settling or sinking, where you get, like, the windows that don't open good, cracks in the brick. This is the fix for it, peering, and that's the solution. So we drill down into the engineered specs, and we have our calibrated machines that have gauges that tell us, hey, we met our pressures, so that when we lift, the house goes up and our piers don't go down,
right?
So so 85% of the time that works, right? So we had a big job and we knew it was in a problem city, so we went out there.
You knew there were problem soils in that area is what you're saying?
Soils, right. Yes, not the city, you're right, soils. We went out there and we did a test pier. And it went down like 13 or 14 extensions. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, we're pretty close to 100 feet right now. Like, this, like, if I did the whole job, I would end up, like, be paying $10,000 out of pocket to do that job.
So you went down to 100 feet and you were still not getting the resistance that you wanted.
Right.
Okay.
It was, I've never drilled that deep, right? I've hit 50, 60 feet. That's not too crazy, but 100 feet was, I'm like, what's going on here? So I went to the homeowner and I said, look, I said, in order to do this job properly, it's going to require a lot more extensions. And obviously, it's going to be more money to do that. And so I'm sitting down in front of you telling you that, like, there's only two things that can happen. First off, if you want your money back, I totally get it.
So originally, they signed a contract with you and gave you a deposit, and you're willing to give them that entire deposit back. That's what you're saying, right?
Right.
Okay.
So we agreed, like, hey, it's going to cost this much more to do this job. And at the end of the job, what we ended up doing was giving him a refund because we didn't use all those monies. There was a couple piers that ended up only being 7 or 8 deep. So being transparent and being honest with the homeowner, they trusted us. We used that trust and we gave back what was owed to him because we didn't use everything that was needed. There were still extras. There was still a lot that was needed to do it, but we didn't use it all. So no, I refunded him.
Is it fair to say that was an extreme job for you? That was one of the more difficult jobs you guys do?
First one ever like that, yes.
So what? So he didn't have as good a warranty as everyone else then, did he?
No, he's got the same warranty.
I knew that. I just asked you that question. That's huge, though. He still has the same warranty for that kind of soil. I mean, that, to me, I'm going to feel really good as a homeowner.
Absolutely.
If you do something like that for me. Yeah, I mean, first of all, homeowners got to be bummed out that they're even dealing with something like this in the first place. Yeah.
That's scary. So that's piering. That's lifting up a sinking foundation. What is waterproofing?
So waterproofing, I like to look at it a little differently. There's two ways of doing it, exterior or interior, right? And when you do the exterior, that to me is technically waterproofing. I'm not allowing the water to get into the structure or under the floor.
Love the distinction.
Inside waterproofing, which a lot of people do for a lot of good reasons, and it still works, is water mitigation. Right? The hydrostatic pressure is coming in under the floor, and we're getting rid of it.
You're giving it a place to go.
Place to go.
Acceptable.
And keeping the home dry. Right. Yes. So those are the two types of waterproofing that you can do.
And what would be a reason that you would do one over the other?
So interior is cheaper because we're breaking out concrete, laying drain tile, putting concrete back. Right? Outside's more expensive because we have heavy machinery. We're excavating. You know, it takes more days to dig 8 feet, you know, 50 feet long, 8 feet deep, 4 feet wide. That takes a lot of time.
And depending on what time of year it is, that could be a really, I wouldn't say simple job, but it could be a lot harder in the wrong conditions.
Safety issues, landscaping issues. I mean, it's got to be farm
lines. Lines. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even the gas lines, water lines, sanitary lines.
Electrical,
they're all in the
cable.
Way.
But Foundation Solutions 360 is an expert. That's why you're the expert at all this stuff. You're going to deal with all of that stuff before it becomes even an issue. And that's why you have such good relationships with a lot of the building departments around.
Yes. Fair to say. And the last thing is for the homeowner is that, you know, exterior works great. I love doing exterior. That's true waterproofing. But then it also depends what makes sense for the homeowner. Your basement's completely finished, and I got to tear it up, and it's going to cost you $40,000 to re-put it back in. You might want to think about exterior. Vice versa, you have a nice stamped patio on the backyard. Your driveway touches the right side of the home. Beautiful front porch. You don't want to tear all that out either, and your basement's not finished, so that would make more sense for the basement. So there's a couple reasons why someone might choose one or the other.
But as a homeowner, all I know is my basement's leaking. I have a finished basement. A lot of people come in and go, okay, here's, you know, $35,000. It's $40,000. Where we know it's Foundation Solutions says, let me take a look, and you guys have found a rad leak and done it for so much less because other people either don't have the scruples or whatever. But you guys are willing to do the small jobs. You want to save the homeowner money and give them a great warranty.
Right. And you know what?
That's how we found you.
I appreciate it. And that's what I try to relay to my inspectors too, is like, look, if they have one wall that's leaking, then let's waterproof that one wall. Everyone else will come in and they'll get 3 or 4 quotes and they'll do the whole home, right? Maybe you need 2 walls, right? And sometimes these other companies that are trying to do more than what's needed, they're pricing themselves out of the job, right? Hey, here's 5 beams for this wall. This is what the engineer prescribes, and someone else says you need 7. Well, we can do 7, but it's more money. And what the engineer says, you need 5. So if you want more, we'll do it. But I'm telling you that 5 suffice because the engineer backs that up.
And you keep using the word engineer.
I know. We've got to talk about that. And also when we come back, we've talked about piering. We've talked about waterproofing. We need to talk about something you mentioned in the first segment, bowing walls and maybe rebuilding walls.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And also, let's talk about this not just the systems that are used and installed, but how you keep people happy when you go in. You're not going to come in. You do your best not to go into a house and totally disrupt their life. People still have to live in these houses, right?
Right, right.
You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, talking to Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360. Stick around for more on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys Show, the educational hour sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. If you've got a house and it's got a foundation, then you're listening to the right guy. And Joe Marth, the owner of Foundation Solutions 360. Ken, we talked about the idea of bowing walls. I mean, you're an old bricky.
So, I've dealt with that.
Yeah.
I've dealt with it plenty. My mother-in-law's, she had a drive-in garage basically under her addition. I remember sending the crew over there to brace up the addition and tear down the walls and telling my mother-in-law, Mom, don't feed them until the job's done.
If you'll work for your mother-in-law, you'll work for anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Joe, would you work for your mother-in-law? He's just laughing.
We'll answer that later.
So you mentioned the possibility of rebuilding foundation walls. Block walls are notorious for leaking and bowing and cracking.
And there are so many in Southeast Michigan.
I mean,
the communities, Berkeley, Royal Oak, you go down river, so many block walls that are bowing in. Joe, and I got to guess you walk into so many basements that they've had those issues for years.
Yeah, and you can tell, too. When it's a hairline crack, it just got started. When it's an inch and a half and it's pushed in 8 inches, it's there.
Do you do a crack analysis? Is a horizontal crack different than a vertical crack or a stair-step vertical crack?
Yeah, so when we do our training with our inspectors or even our production guys, like that is the one spot where I actually have to take a step or to take a moment, I mean,
sure.
And step, like step crack. Take a moment and actually go through this because in our slides, I mean, there's probably 15 different cracks, and obviously there's no two cracks that are the
right.
same. But like you said, I mean, it could be horizontal down the middle, close to the top one-third, bottom one-third. It could step off the second course of block. It could lean. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways that a wall can crack, push in. And the signs of, is this wall bowing in or is the home sinking? Because when a wall bows in extremely, obviously the height of the home is going to drop.
Yep.
Right? So not to be mistaken for, because that's what other contractors have done. Oh, it needs peering. Your home is falling. No, 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 no. The wall's bowing in. It's leaning to the side. So if you take anything standing in and move it over, the height of that is going to drop.
Yeah.
It needs wall beams. Completely wrong repair. So that's what we really focus on because it's very dynamic as far as wall bushes.
And a far more expensive repair to do the peering than to push the wall back.
Yeah. Now here's an example. It steps off the second course. We had a great pushback almost all the way back flush.
Wow.
And what that is, for the people that are listening, is that on a brick wall, your second course of block is where you'll see the whole wall push in. And it's because the first course is held by the floor.
Yeah, so right.
And in this picture I was just showing the guys, it had pushed in about 4 inches, and we got it completely back
How
flush.
Did you get it back?
You have to excavate. That's the only way.
And you're able to push it back. But there are some times you have to, and I did this years ago, where you literally have to stabilize the house above and tear those block walls down and rebuild them, right?
Yeah. And we've done that a few times.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to be on those jobs. They're a little more complicated because at least when you support the structure, right?
Oh, goodness.
Because you're
yes.
taking the wall.
Build that cribbing.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I trust all my guys, but I'm just like, you know, let me just be the safety manager here. I'll just come out and make sure everything's right. Because you only get one shot at that, right?
Right. Right, right.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about your warranties real quick. What kind of warranties does Foundation Solutions 360 offer?
So our crack repairs, lifetime transferable warranties. Our peering, wall stabilization, and wall beams, lifetime warranty. Interior waterproofing, lifetime warranty. And crawl space encapsulation is a 30-year warranty.
Okay. Talk about crawl space encapsulation, how important that is as far as air quality for people as well.
Yeah, I mean, you see people more and more, they're more cognizant of their health, they're more cognizant of, like, disease or colds, you know, the COVID, more people use hand sanitizer. But I think people aren't realizing, or maybe they don't know, that's what it is, they're not educated, that when you live over a crawl space, 50% of your breathing air comes from that, and that's just dirt down there, right? And I mean, every crawl space has got even the smallest amount of mold buildup down there. Mites, mildew, mold.
Critters.
Yeah. Dust mites.
Creepy,
and these are things.
Crawly.
I was hoping you were going to do that. Yeah.
These are things that, especially when you have small kids, you know, my kid developed allergies. They're 7. Like, you wonder why. So with encapsulation, we use a zero perm liner, which means nothing gets through it, right? If you get a 20 mil, a 12 mil, a 10 mil, it's still permeable. right? Not with a 90 mil vapor barrier.
Wait a minute. That heavy plastic that other companies are putting down is still permeable? Moisture will still go through it?
It's still, yes, absolutely. And that's the difference between getting a thicker liner. Ours is a 90 mil. So when you encapsulate like that, it blocks all that out. And we attach it to the walls.
And a 90 mil, like you're going to do, I feel very confident using it as storage. If I want to store stuff down there, I've got the room to store stuff down there. I'll do it. I would do it if it was plastic down there.
Right, right. And, you know, our guys get in there as installers. They're wearing their heavy Carhartt coats. They're cleaning it out. And when it's halfway encapsulated, you know, they're in their socks and their T-shirts. They take their boots off so it doesn't get dirty.
I believe it.
I mean, you can already feel the heat starting to be retained in the crawl space.
And it really is a, I'm sorry, Chuck.
No, that's okay.
A known consequence to basement waterproofing or water issues is the health of the people in the home and the health of the air in the home.
Right.
And you're going to help with that as well. I mean, as a unintended consequence. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And one last thing to add to encapsulation is that, you know, a lot of the things that we do help retain the value of a home.
Yes.
And crawl space encapsulation actually improves the value of your home. You know, you're going to get some
absolutely
of that bag down sale.
No doubt.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And you save in energy bills as well. Instant return.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned that you'd feel the heat immediately, but you'd also feel the reduction in humidity in the air when you're working in those.
Yes, yes. And adding a dehumidifier helps too, right?
Yes.
Then now you can control it. You get a reduction, but now you can control that air. Yep. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed here this morning. Come here. Because,
oh, this ought to be good.
Well, you know, there's a thing here about supply chain issues, and you know we had supply chain issues in the past. Every time besides today we come here and you show us your new latest and greatest invention, and we didn't see that today because you're really good at adapting some of your equipment that you buy.
So you're accusing Joe of slacking off in between the last time we did this.
I guess we're not as we used to be, buddy.
He's anything but a slacker.
But you know, we know there were supply chain issues, and what I love about you, when you bring this stuff out, you see a need to make it better for the homeowners. You enjoy doing that, do you not?
I do. I want things to be more optimized. I want things to flow better. And some of the things that we do is that when we had supply chain issues, we ordered larger quantities when we could, and then we actually got a storage facility to put that in there. That way, also, when supply chains are going up in price, we're able to have a bulk amount of material to hold our prices till either A, it goes down, or B, we delay the cost before we share the cost with homeowners. And I think we had one price increase last year, and since then we've actually come down maybe about 3 or 4%. I know it's minor, but we've had a 3 or 4% reduction, and I wanted to share that with the cost of homeowners that are buying from
us. Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
No kidding. So is there any benefit at all, if you got a foundation problem, to not calling Foundation Solutions 360 and getting them out there to at least render, you know, offer a prescription for a cure?
Yeah, I mean, if you call us, I mean, my guys know this is like a family around here. It's not just numbers like sell, and I'm, you know, counting a bunch of money. It isn't like that. This is a family. We're offering a fair price, and I like to think it's a quality product. And when you call us out there, we're going to prescribe what's wrong. We're going to hit that target 99.9% of the time. And we're going to tell you what it is to fix it. We're not going to sell you more than you need. We're not going to overprice the job. We're going to fairly price it. So if you want trust, if you want quality products, and you want an honest opinion, like that's a good reason to call us.
And, you know, everybody says that.
I know.
But you do live it, Joe. I mean, it was how we met you originally, because we had one of our friends that we trust saying, look, this company is honest. Get a hold of them.
Well, here you go. You know what? Most homeowners are going to get 2 or 3 quotes. Don't believe me. Make us one of them.
I love it. That's a good way to put it.
I do love that as well. Let's take a break. And when we get back a break, we're going to retouch a lot of the stuff we talked about. But also, you had mentioned earlier employees and how they're one of your passions. If they come to work for you, you want to make sure that they are successful in life once they come to work for you. And you will also train employees. So anyone that's out there that's looking for a career, being an expert in foundations is a great career. Obviously, look at you on Foundation Solutions 360.
Thanks.
So stick around for that and more with Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For all your foundation issues in basement and crawl space, inside and outside waterproofing, get a free inspection request at FoundationSolutions360.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
people don't realize, even though you mentioned it at the outset, you're a veteran, and you are big on getting veterans in here to work with and for your company, Joe.
Yes, yes. And a lot of times, like all our training, right? Like when you're in the military, you learn to shoot an M16, and it's not like, hey, you're qualified and you never shoot it again. Right, you keep that training going, and it's the same thing in the fire service that I was in. You know, every day, if it was Monday through Friday that we worked, we had some sort of training. You can't stop training. You can't stop training enough. When I was flying helicopters, every flight was a training opportunity. So same thing here. Like, I know we're just jackhammering concrete, but like, let's revisit it. Let's see if there's a way to optimize how we do this. You know what I mean? So training is huge from the beginning, and it's always continuous.
Well, when you're in the military, like you're trained leadership. You know, you're training to lead men, and that's important in an industry like this, to lead the men and be an example. I can tell, Chuck can tell, you're an example because of that training that you have. And when you bring an employee in, if I'm an employee or if I'm a guy out there, and, you know, goodness knows, if you're good at what you do, you're not going to be without a job for long. And a lot of employees out there have their choices of where they want to go. And if I come into a place like Foundation Solutions 360, who has a policies and procedures for their employees, I know I'm going to be able to grow here. I know the owner is a reasonable guy, you know, who believes in taking care of her employees. This is going to be the place for me. And talk about that, because I see the employees. Chuck sees the employees when we come in here. Your guys are happy. Yeah. I found a guy in this morning, and he had a smile on his face in the car while he's driving.
I'm watching six trucks pull out of here, and they're all waving and smiling and engaging.
That's huge. That's huge for the homeowners when those people come into their basement and they're in a good mood.
Well, everyone's heard, you know, happy people do good work.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
And I know just through my training that like one single person has a span of control up to not to exceed about five people. Right. Just like on a fire engine, you got a lieutenant, you got a driver, and then you got two tailboard guys. Right. So I got three people under my span of control. You know, in the military, in infantry, you got a team leader and then you got three guys underneath them. Right. And then the platoon leader's got like four squad leaders, you know, and then the commander might have three platoons. Right. That he talks. So it's all about rules of three to five. So making sure that our guys have a prescribed amount of work that fits for the prescribed amount of guys. So making sure you have the proper manpower is huge, right? On top of that, make sure that everybody's trained in leadership skills, right? Talking about these guys. Don't go into a job saying, we got 200 feet to break out. Go into a job saying, let's get 50 feet done today. Let's start with just breaking it out till noon. Let's take a lunch. In the afternoon, we'll clean it out.
Love like, that.
You got to break it down so that guys see that they have the ability to capture goals in short little increments.
Right.
It's just some examples.
Well, and I imagine just like in the military, as when five guys pull up to a job, one of those guys is the customer contact. Mm-hmm. That one person deals with the customers. Eventually, if they stick with your company, that low guy on totem pole on that job is going to eventually be that person that has the contact. If they stick around, if they learn the Foundation Solutions 360 way.
Absolutely. And, you know, one other thing is that we offer the health care, the dental, the vision. Guys get vacation. And the other thing, too, is if it's a three-day job and the guys get it done in 2 days, then they're off the third day paid. You know, if they get back to the shop at noon, you know, and they're salary employee till 3, go home. Enjoy your time. Don't overwork these guys, because I've seen
you're all about family.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to enjoy your life. If you enjoy your life, you enjoy coming to work. But if I'm grinding these guys 50, 60 hours a week and they go home and they're irritated and they don't get any time for themselves, they're calling sick the next day. And then that hurts the company. So if you take care of your employees, they take care of you. It's really important.
And they take care of your customers. You mentioned at the outset communication and documentation. You're showing the owners what you're doing at every step of the way, even before you start the job, right?
So that's the foreman's job, right? Well, it starts with the inspector to explain the process. And then when the foreman shows up, he goes back over the work order to make sure, hey, do you remember this?
You're
this
on the
is
right
conversation
page,
you
on the
had.
Same page, right?
Right? And sometimes it's good that he did it because, like, no, we weren't supposed to do that. Make a few phone calls. You're right, we weren't. So good thing we do this. Quick walk around, right? And then at the end of every day, multiple day job, they go and talk to the homeowner and say, this is what we did. Any questions? We'll be back tomorrow about this time. And then at the end of the job, there's a final walkthrough and a page. And that page is for me to make sure my foreman did a walkthrough and got a signature from the homeowner that they understood and they're happy with the
job. Right, 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 right. Wow, you've gone through a ton here. And I want to talk to the people out there. I mentioned earlier about all the black basement walls and all the communities around Southeast Michigan. They had those black basement walls, and a lot of those houses were built in the 40s and 50s. And they're wet. And they've been wet for a long time, and people are putting up with it. Don't do it. If you have a wet basement, you have an unhealthy house. And you may think that you do not have the money to afford it. But Joe, tell people how you can help them, maybe with financing and stuff like that. Because if they let it go, then they're putting their own health
and it could cost 10 times as much to fix down the road.
Yeah, and it's great that you touch on this because right after this show's over, I actually have to meet with a new finance company that just came in. So we're with Green Sky and Interbank, very reputable home improvement companies. But a lot of times they like the credit scores to be 640 or above. Right. So this new finance company, as long as you're not in the middle of bankruptcy and as long as you're current on all your payments, they accept all the way down to like 500.
Wow.
So, I mean,
a 500 credit score.
That's right? Awesome.
I mean, there are things that people lose their job. They can't afford their bills. It blemishes their credit. I mean, it doesn't mean that anybody's a bad person if their credit score is
low.
Things happen in life.
Amen.
So now we're getting a new finance company that can accept those. So if you're worried about affording a job or maybe not qualifying for financing, we got that covered. We're actually starting that today.
Wow.
So that's great. We're excited about it.
Actually, you should be. And I guess that's one more reason kind of you were heading, Ken, to the idea that if there's an issue, don't delay calling Foundation Solutions 360. Is the initial visit free?
It is free. Yes. For the homeowner, it is a free inspection.
And by the time your inspector leaves, they're going to know what's wrong with their house and what the solution is for that house, correct?
Absolutely. And a lot of times, if they don't, make a phone call. And it's not that they don't know about the whole job. They're just, hey, Joe, this is a wood foundation. This is what's going on. All right, we don't see wood foundations all the time. Let's talk about it. Let's FaceTime. You know, let me come back out there. But yeah, I would say 95% of the time, they'll have the solution on their own. But every home is different.
A wood foundation? So you can fix wood foundations.
Yeah.
I love it.
ICFs.
I love it.
Insulated concrete forms.
Yeah. Those are starting to show a little bit more now. Yeah. So you never see everything. And I always tell the guys, like, you know, the only question is one that you're not asking. Or the only dumb question is the one that you don't ask.
Right.
I like that. Chuck and I always say the two most important parts of a house are the roof. And everyone out there heard us talking to Kearns Brothers for 2 hours earlier today.
Yeah.
And the foundation. So, partner, you and I covered the two most important parts of the house today.
And if people aren't listening and paying attention, shame.
We really appreciate you being a team partner, the Inside Outside.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, Joe. And from the first day we met you, we knew you were going to take care of our listeners. And everyone knows how important that is to Chuck and I, right?
Absolutely. And if it hasn't rained yet, it's going to.
You're right. If you have a basement, we strongly recommend you contact Foundation Solutions 360. Joe Marth, thank you so much for being out with us today, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys featuring Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360 on the Inside Outside Guys and WJR.